Born in London in 1757, William Blake was the son of a hosier. He was one of seven children, though two of his siblings died in infancy. He was home educated by his mother, and then apprenticed to an engraver. He studied art at the Royal Academy, but disliked the way they were taught. Blake lived in transformational times. The period saw a shift in the way people saw the world and themselves. After the French Revolution in 1789, there was a loss of faith in industrial and scientific progress as key to human progress. There was a subsequent surge in creativity, with figures such as Samuel Taylor Coleridge and Percy Bysshe Shelley coming to prominence as they explored the emotional, irrational side of human nature. Blake pioneered this evolution by decades, creating some of the most iconic and intriguing images in British cultural history. From a strange portrait of physicist Isaac Newton bent over naked at the bottom of the ocean, to a young boy embracing human freedom depicted as an explosion of colour, Blake's engravings, using an innovative technique, were so discomforting that commissions were lost. His most famous were produced for the Book of Job, which includes an image, as graphic as it sounds, entitled Satan Smiting Job with Boils. Blake was also a misunderstood poet. His most famous poem, And Did Those Feet in Ancient Time, better known as Jerusalem, was written in 1804 and set to music more than a century later in 1916. The poem speaks of an industrial present, dark satanic mills, and questions the destruction of nature and human relationships. Yet it still manages to be stirring, even uplifting, so much so that it has since become the unofficial English national anthem. During his lifetime, Blake was regarded as eccentric at best, insane at worst. The Royal Academy rarely exhibited his work, and when it did, he got few sales from it. Yet he never faltered in his project of writing his own epic of the mind. It took World War I and the universal loss of innocence and faith in human progress that accompanied it for appreciation of Blake to surge. More than 200 years after Blake began his competition with the world, the poet is still standing his ground.